time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Sarah Tillotson is on the phone from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sarah, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Hi, and thank you.
Oh, glad to have you. Sarah, what's your musical background?
Well, I've been taking piano lessons since I was a little girl, mm-hmm. and I studied it for a few years in college. Mm-hmm. Now I'm training to be, hopefully get into law school soon, but I still play and listen all the time.
Ah, does the musical background help with law school at all?
Maybe with discipline and things of that nature.
Hopefully. A musical background helps with anything in life.
Definitely.
Well, Sarah, Bruce is about to play this piano puzzler for you. We'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck on one or the other, we can brainstorm on this together, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Sarah, what do you think?
Well, I think I heard Summertime.
Yes, you did.
The George Gershwin tune, Summertime, hidden in there. Yeah. Nicely done.
Yay. Okay, as for the composer, I have kind of a clue, but I don't know. I need more help, I think.
What era are we looking at? Maybe what century? Why don't we start there?
Are we in the classical era?
Well, no, but there is something that certainly would make you think that, which is the style of this kind of... But the harmonies don't go there.
Right. Yeah. So it's newer. Okay.
Would you like to hear this one more time so we can focus on the
yes,
the musical
please.
Style now?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I agree. I'm also thinking,
Aha. Well, I will say one thing. This composer is not a number one person to jump to mind. He's very, very famous, but not as famous as the number one list. So he's like a 1A list.
Hmm. Sarah, any thoughts about the nationality of the composer? Maybe that can help us hone in on something here.
French?
Yes, absolutely.
So is it Ravel?
No, but you're hearing a lot if you say that. So you're right that it's French and a person was alive at the same time as Ravel.
So early 20th century.
Yeah, yeah. So
you
No, Ravel was a better guess, but you're in the right world completely. So okay. You now have to get to somebody who's not as famous as Ravel and Debussy.
Poulenc?
Yes, you're right.
Francis Poulenc.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's
awesome.
Actually pretty amazing.
I wondered that because I played his flute sonata, and there were some of the same, chord structures and things like that. So,
well, lucky for you,
yeah.
the piece that I based this on is the flute sonata.
Oh, awesome. That's a lovely piece.
It is. And so there were a great many little things from the flute sonata here, including some of these funny scales that they're simply major and minor scales, but they are juxtaposed in weird ways, and they land on funny resolutions.
Yeah.
So something like, even just this. Instead of going, and you probably in the flute sonata heard quite a bit of this kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
And Gershwin was an American composer, but he loved French music. In fact, he wanted to study with at least one French composer. So taking a tune of his and putting it in a French style seems perfectly appropriate.
Absolutely. He took a lot of his harmonic novelties. Now, there's a joke in here at the very end. There's a Gershwin meets Poulenc joke. When you have... The Gershwin does this. And so at the end, I did a Poulenc cadence where instead of going... I made the last note the seventh of a chord. But it goes to... the Gershwin, and then instead of going, it goes to a major chord with that note. So that really is, if you took Poulenc and Gershwin and smushed them together, you would get this whole thing.
You know, we've had piano puzzlers every now and then in the style of Francis Poulenc that you've written, Bruce.
Yeah, once in a while.
Not many listeners have been able to name Francis Poulenc. Sarah, you did.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, great.
Well, thank you. It was a lovely combination.
I agree. Sarah, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
KWTU 88.7.
In your hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sarah Tillotson, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.